Well, hi, everybody. Today is January 18th, 2016. And it's Monday. It's just our Monday. Maybe a different time on archives, but our Monday. So let's clear the state today. So I'm going to do it again two ways. I'll first clear the number one, 18, 2016. So let's clear this energy. And I want you to kind of note how it feels. Then I'll clear the word January. It's a whole different energy. It's completely different. One way to look at it is maybe the 1 and 18 and 2016 is like the 1010 stuff, the alien code. And the other one might be a little different with January. So here we go, clearing the date. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And next we're going to clear January 18, 2016. So clearing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I can feel a change in energies there, so that's good. Let's take away maybe a problematic event, situation, occurrence that stumbled upon you or you stumbled upon it. Maybe Uncle Harry came and got upset with you or something. Or you saw your mother and father-in-law and they didn't like you. So here we go. Let's clear the energies away. Or maybe they loved you too much. Maybe they gave you too much money for a special gift that you couldn't accept it. That happens too. So here we go. Let's release that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll energize the light beam. So here we go. Bring the light beams up. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So like I was mentioning about, receiving money and stuff, but normally when we do clearings, it's to clear you to get back into balance because typically most people are in the lack energy and they want to have, a positive flow versus a negative. But remember, the opposite is also true. And you still want to be in neutral. If you're not in neutral, then it's much harder to take all that baggage to put it back into neutral and then try to manifest. So if you're trying to manifest when you're in lack and you don't own your reality, you're going to have a very hard time accepting that energy, even connecting to it. And so that's sort of what we talk about is trying to get back into balance. So at least get into balance, own the energy, and then from there you can jump off that point and manifest. So you have to release the energies that's holding you back, which could be having too much money. You could have too much money and you want to have less because you want to maybe be happier, or you're just too much to deal with. So you're trying to balance yourself out because you haven't owned it yet. Just think of that was your problem, having too much money. And you haven't owned it, and it keeps coming in and coming in and coming in, and you just can't deal with it. So maybe it's a lot of bookkeeping for you. So you have to own where you are in order to do a change. If you don't do that, then chances are you're not going to be able to get what you're looking for. So, Ann, we'll turn it over to you here.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. I am so glad you cleared the date. A listener wrote in just before the show started to remind us that it's a Martin Luther King Day today. And I was wondering if there's perhaps something we could clear off about that, too.
Sure, yeah, we could clear the energy. Here we go. So let's release that. It can go all different directions with that clearing, mainly because we have, a death energy. Then we have what its cause was, and then people not liking the cause and other people liking it. So it depends how are you interfacing with this gentleman that used to live here. Okay? So remember, there's energy when you get attached to it. And where are you with that? And how are other people's energies affecting you? So here we go. We'll clear the energy. So stronger. It released stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. a listener wrote in suggesting maybe you could clear the letters MLK.
Okay. Here we go, MLK. So, oh, releasing that energy, and that's actually a lot of streets around too. You go different streets, different towns. Sometimes they'll have a street devoted to him with his name on it. So here we go, releasing the energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
Okay, so the listener that wrote in to say it's Martin Luther King Day said it's an emotional day. So she may mean for her, or she may be around people, and that could be affecting her. I don't know, because there are definitely people who, you know, get emotional, just like people who like to remember, this isn't that, but people like to remember when disasters were and keep bringing it up and that kind of thing. So it can be hard to be around people like that.
Yeah, so we'll do a little more work here. So here we go, releasing
okay.
the energy of that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Back to you.
Okay. So we also had someone write in to ask if you could clear us or timeline crash us from the planet Mercury because it's in retrograde.
Well, that's probably a pretty big thing.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, I would say get on the, the planet star clearing to do that. That energy, one clearing is not going to, do much good at all. So the energy is very, very strong. And it all depends how, what I'm trying to say is if it's affecting you, that means that you have a long history of stuff with that planet, okay? Which means that, one little Band-Aid clearing is not going to, clear that energy off of you because you're already relating to it. Knowing about it, so you're already in that soup bowl, okay? And being in that soup bowl means that now you know about it, and now, you may have to do 10,000 timeline crashes on it because you're relating to it. It's in your realm of experience. For myself, just hearing it doesn't mean anything to me. So, and maybe other people listening go, well, yeah, it's one of those things, I don't tune into it, and so... But if you are relating to it and it puts you into anxiety or fear or something, then that means that you have issues there. That's maybe even a lifetime issue that you could be dealing with. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, it's just another way of saying it's the more we stay out of what's going on in our society and our culture, the better. Not even like research and find out about it. So we have, yesterday was the 8-hour healing call that you do, Ron, which was wonderful. Thank you from me. And I know everyone on the call really appreciated it. And the next two Sundays are 8-hour calls as well. Those start at 10 a.m. And you can still sign up for those, of course, and join us if you'd like to on creationlightship.com. I forgot to say that's Ron's website. So if you haven't been there, if you're a new listener, welcome and check out that website after our show today. So we have a couple of comments about the 8-hour call, Ron. Thank you for making us real so many times on the 8-hour call. My spirit is staying with me, and I am staying heart-centered much more of the time. I'm also asking my body to accept Creation Lightship healings and the charged water that I drink. So that is really wonderful, Ron, when you keep making us real. Can you maybe explain why you have to do that in case we have some new listeners that are wondering why you're making people human?
Yeah, in a nutshell, you're switched out every 10 minutes, which means that your particular hologram that looks like you looks like the real you. So the real you is here about 3 hours a month. And so what's here in its place? It's a hologram of you, because then you're living on a false planet, which is not in the now, and you're looking at a false planet, a hologram of a planet, and a hologram of you. So when I make you real, then that brings you back to the real Earth and the real you. So instead of being here for 3 hours a month, you are here much more often. And then you're able to really, bring forth who you really are here as far as whatever you want to do, which for most people, you're here to create energies, to manifest through your spirit with a manifestation. Otherwise, you're using the 1010 alien energies of mind to do your manifestation. So that's why we are doing that now. I've been doing it at the expos quite a bit, and I thought I should probably bring it into the conference calls as I was able to work with the energies more and more. And so now I can make people real for a given amount of time. And it's really cool, at the expos, or even when I make a water reel, and or even like flowers, or the people themselves look completely different, and all of a sudden they warm up. You feel people that, wow, this is great. These people are real. So normally I'm talking to clone replicas continuously, and so they're just looking, and they may get some of the data, but they're not real. So once they become real, the whole room warms up. So back to you.
Okay, and another testimonial, Ron. Thank you for the suggestion to command my body to receive the creation light chip healings. As soon as I started saying it, I yawned over and over. I feel that you were right. My body was holding on to some physical issues. Now I feel the healing energy more powerfully. So we talked about this a little bit, I think on Saturday night show or maybe Friday night show. But I think it's worth repeating, Ron, how you, I think it was on the Saturday Ascension call that you suggested that we do this, command our bodies to accept the creation light chip healing. So can you tell our listeners about that for when they're doing their own healings on the computer?
Yeah, so basically one way to look at this here is that your body, which still has light in it, even if it is a replica, it still has some light inside of it, because the aliens have to create you from the dung pile. Remember, they do eat people, and then they make their manifestation. So making it very simple, that's the way, you could look at that. It may not sound like the right way of doing it, but that's sort of the way it is. So what you need to realize is that when you are getting a healing, is your body going to want to accept that healing? It may think that this is alien energy coming to it. And also, you may be looking at the illness, the situation, maybe the blister that you have or anything else, very possibly is brought to you by the aliens. And your body doesn't want to connect with that alien energy, so it sees your modality or situation as alien, and it's trying to, hold itself away from it. So it's trying to divorce itself of that energy, but it's not healing it. It just says, I don't want this here, And it's, even though it's growing maybe on your body or something, then your body, doesn't want to deal with it because it's connected to the alien energies. Remember, in true light, there's no such thing as illness or sickness or anything. The aliens brought that to you. So they brought you the thoughts to create these things. And the creation of them is just strictly through out-of-balance energies. So your body really may not want to even accept anything to deal with this energy. So when you ask it to, then it can realize that, yeah, this is energy that it can recognize. And then from there, that energy can take over. But it's much more powerful than what your body has in it to do a clearing on you. So that's the way I would kind of look at that. and how it works. So remember, your body doesn't want to shake hands with an alien, and it's already growing on you. And that could even be, you know, like a virus or something going on, a cold or whatever, because it's attached to you, and it's alien. And it doesn't want to connect to it. So when you have another energy system going into that to get rid of it, source energy, which it can relate to, then it will accept it because it'll say, yeah, take over here. You know, I'll step back, I'll be out of the way, and you deal with it in a sense. So that's how I would look at that. If you need to figure out why your body's not accepting energy, naturally, would your body accept more alien darkness energy? No, it already got it. It's tired of that darkness energy. So if you look at it that way, of course your body should not take any energy in. It doesn't know what it's getting. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Ron. I think that's wonderful. And a gal who was on the call yesterday actually said, and to her credit, she did not say what was wrong with her, so we didn't know, but she said that whatever part of her body started to tingle and then got warm. So she really had a positive experience that when she commanded her body to accept the energy, she really felt it and like things were going to turn around. So, yeah, thank you for that, Ron. And it's important for us to keep doing it as we do our healings on the computer, too. I noticed you reminded us. I just want to make sure everybody really gets this because I forget, too. You don't say it once to your body. You say it every time because you reminded us to say it like 5 or 6 times yesterday, I noticed.
Yeah, because you're in the now. See, when you're doing the healings, it's in the now. So what you think, you mentioned, you know, about having a healing, well, that once you stated what you wanted to have healed, after you said that, it's done. Okay? So we'll say that you have your piece of paper in front of you and you have it on here. You know, I have my toe hurts. So you write down my toe hurts. So then you say, okay, we're just going into a special room now. The light beams are here as, let's say, deers, right? And I'm going to say my toe hurts. Once you say that, done. Take your piece of paper and throw it away. And, you know, sample it. Does your whole toe hurt 5 minutes? Well, then you need to ask again. Get to the next moment. So you say, okay, my toe hurts. Once you stop saying that word, the healing is done automatically. Complete, over with, and that's it. Now, for a regular person, say, listening, now they're going to say, well, yeah, but why didn't it get fixed the first time? Well, where's your blockages? What energetic bodies are preventing you from accepting the healing? Remember, you may have a lot of contamination from your energetic bodies causing that problem. You have to go to first cause to get rid of it. You've got to figure out what's causing that energy. Am I blocked emotionally in my toe? Do I have situations with my toe? Am I in fear? You know, what's going on? Do you have trauma? So that will not, you have to get rid of that energy before the healing can take place. That's why, you know, in the basic teachings of Jesus, it's somewhere it states that you have to be innocent like a child in a sense, okay? But why is that? Because they're not thinking. They can bring forth all the corrupted DNA to harm you. That's what you're living with now is corrupted stuff. And some people can get a healing really quick, and other people it may take a while because you have to work through. It's not really the onion peel, but people can talk about that. But you have to work through your energetic body's densities that's connected to you. In a sense, they're doing a psychic attack on you, looking at it that way, causing these problems. You have to get rid of that energy out of these bodies. Once the bodies are cleared, and you might say, well, how many do I have to clear? Well, I don't know. You know, so we have so many of them on there to help you out. One body might work. Maybe you need 10 or 15 of them. You know, what kind of load are you carrying? What's your baggage? You know, you won't even know that, and probably nobody else would either. What's your thoughts of your ancestors? You know what they were thinking? You know, because their thoughts are in that manifestation of your hurt toe. What were they thinking when that happened? You know, you may say, well, I don't know. Well, then you got to do some work. You need to clean up these bodies. So that's the whole process, is you need to get the energetic bodies of you clear. That's how we have whole lifetime clearings. And the other clearings that we have are like a band-aid clearing to get you jump-started and be back into life, or to release some tension from you. But if you are dedicated to life, then you need to have the, you know, whole lifetime clearings. That's the bottom line. You know, if we were talking right now, and we were back at on the internet, we'll say at 500 AD, you probably wouldn't have much at all. Maybe you could do everything in within a week and feel great. But you know, you didn't have any ancestors clogging you up and causing problems for you. But right now, you're at the end of 2,000 years, and you have a lot of stuff. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. So a longtime listener of the show wrote in, and unfortunately today she got a sneak attack, you know, by a person, but even though it was clearly some kind of alien energy, and she tried to trick the aliens by going to the store, not at her usual time, but still had this sneak attack through a woman who spoke, you know, very negatively, and then worked it so she could touch her. And I think that's happened to all of us, and it's a horrible feeling. So this person is home running the alien attack page right now, but would it be possible for you to do a quick recording of that, and maybe, you know, for all of us having been touched or something like that?
Yeah, so I'll do an energetic cord release for that one touching or poking or whatever. So here we go. Everybody think of a time more recently that somebody touched you passing by or something. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And see if that's helped you or not.
Okay. Let me go back to our questions here. Thank you. And if you felt that, or you feel like something got released from you with that. Oh, I know. I had a question, Ron, from what you were talking about earlier. Do you think before we come on the, you know, listen to these shows or listen to the archives of your shows where you always do sample healings, it would be a good idea to prepare a bit and maybe write down something that's bothering you, or, you know, something you want cleared, you know, in case you all of a sudden say, oh, let's timeline crash, think of something that scared you, you know, recently, and you're kind of a little bit ready. Do you think that would be helpful?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good way to take advantage of the programs, yeah, to have something written down, so we always clear an event that's happened maybe the same day or a couple of days previous. So it's always good to examine your life and see, you know, how you can benefit by being on the program here, listening
right.
to it. Otherwise, it may just pass you by.
Because I was listening to an archive, and you started doing some timeline crashes right at the beginning, and I was kind of scrambling trying to think of what to request.
Yeah, so it's has to do how you want to empower yourself. And then the flip side is, are you, you know, disempowering yourself or sabotaging yourself by not doing it?
Right.
And then are you being mind-controlled not to do it? Okay, maybe you might look at that too. Maybe for some reason you think, well, I'm going to do this here. Then all of a sudden you go, I don't know. You know, I just don't feel like it, you know. And then the show starts. You go, when you're put back into the now, you go, man, I should have wrote something down. So remember, when you're on the program, you're in the now. So what you wrote down really is not affecting you typically. I won't say, you know, it shouldn't be really affecting you, but, it, you know, it can if that's your state of your life or the way you are. But normally it shouldn't affect you because you're out of time and normally everything that's given to you on the plate in front of you with illnesses and situations is induced by aliens. So you're now out of the alien control, so those things should go away. And then all of a sudden, once the show ends, then now you're put back into the timeline of the aliens. That lets you can hold your space really well. And that's your own personal choice, you know, how you want to be living. You want to be in the now or not. But basically, you're back into the alien timelines. And how is that affecting you? And then you may go, oh, I should have done that. Because now you're in the alien timelines and you don't like it. Anyway, so back to you. Remember, you're always a choice.
Right. Thank you, Ron. Okay. I'm going to do that, you know, write some things down so I'm more alert. Okay, I'll go on to the next question. Hi, Ron. I watched an action movie and was enjoying the car chases, shootouts, etc., and remained neutral throughout until the hero started to gamble. This made me feel upset and nervous. I could feel the tension in my body. I do not gamble, and no one close to me does either. This connection must be past life. How could I clear this?
Well, you'd have to do a whole lifetime clearing on gambling. Timeline crashes probably won't make it because you're not gambling in this lifetime. So I would do a whole lifetime clearing, then maybe get into the seven generations. So you know you have an issue, and you know it's in your body because you recognize it, and even though you don't do it, you resonate to the energy. And so that is a whole lifetime issue because it popped up. So get rid of it. And then from there, we'll probably go into the seven generational clearing. And most people only need to do, I think, the first generation, first seven. That normally gets a lot of the stuff in the bud. And let, you know, and then if you need more, you can do more. But normally the first one's what I find talking to people is the most beneficial. You know, don't look at it doing, you know, all of them. You could, but normally the first one is, you know, where you're living. And seven generations back is, you know, probably back to the maybe 1800s. So back to you.
Okay, so I guess for that listener, that's one of those situations that he should be grateful happened to him because he now knows, yeah, you need to do something about that, right?
Yes, it's a gift.
Right.
Because the energy of gambling, but by the name itself, the energy of gambling means you may not win, may lose. So maybe you're not gambling money. Maybe you're gambling with something else. Or maybe like watching the movie, I guess you mentioned like fast cars and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy's still gambling instead of with money, he's gambling with his life.
Oh, that's true. Wow, you're right. Okay. Someone wrote something in about gambling. Oh, if they can copy and paste us, it affects us, or if we dream, is it happening in this life, perhaps, in referring to the gambling?
Well, it could be, you know, on timelines, too.
Okay. Okay, so one person said they feel like they've had a couple of sneak attacks by people recently also. And then someone else wrote in, too bad we cannot put some kind of armor to protect us from those sneaky people that touch us. I mean, when we have to go out to protect us or have a T-shirt that says, I have a stun gun if you touch me. Just kidding, but you get the point. That would be...
That's kind of good, you know?
Maybe we should make some T-shirts, Ron.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that might be kind of an invitation. That might be, you know, inviting people to touch you on a dare.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone wanted to know they are doing timeline crashes, and they can't remember how many space-time crashes you suggested we do, and percentage-wise with the timeline crashes. Is it 1% or 10%?
10%.
Okay. So when you buy the timeline crash healing from Ron, with it comes for free the space-time crash. And you, what you do is the same issue you've timeline crashed, you do on the space-time. In case you're floating out somewhere in the universe and not fully present, that will bring you back. But you don't need, like if you've done 100 timeline crashes, then you only need to do 10 space-time crashes. But they are important to do because it sort of completes everything.
Yep, a whole generation lost in space. That's one of those song lyrics. I don't know which one it is, but that rock and roll timelines, you know.
Right, right. And, okay. Do the aliens hide our fears and traumas and broken heart issues behind little windows in our mind and heart in a hologram so they're hard to find?
I don't know. You know, you do find it when they pop up. So everything is probably hidden to you until you have experience interacting with something. And just think, if you were dealing in traumas and fear, if you were in that fear mode continuously, you'd probably get a heart attack and die. So, you know, they find out where your weak point is and attach to it. And it's hard to say how often they want to push that button. And that depends on you, how much you tie into it and how many timelines they put you on. Or another way of stating that, how many timelines you're choosing to be on because you have an illness or a problem or a situation, and you're not doing any remedies for that. And the remedy is to do timeline crashes and to do a clearing on the website to get yourself more balanced. Otherwise, you're going to be on all this stuff. It'll start happening to you.
Okay. And someone has a question about ascension. Is the creation light ship sensitive to what is happening to humans?
No. It has to be a judgment then.
Okay.
Well, it's not sensitive, no.
Right, okay. And another question about our spirit. How should we interact with our spirit on a day-to-day basis? Can our spirit talk to us and guide us? And how do we know if our spirit is talking to us and not something else?
Well, your spirit probably will not communicate with you with human language, okay? It will work its way out of the language, we'll say, to connect to you some way through being creative to use your body. That's why you do the mind to heart drop, so you could be in neutral. Remember, you don't think when you're in the present moment. So when you do the mind to heart drop, everybody says, I can't think, I'm at peace. And when that happens, there's no communication. So your spirit will work with you typically almost always through your manifestations. I'm not saying that it can't communicate once or twice, maybe in a year with you, but it's not going to be having a dialogue with you, you know, each day like you're talking to somebody on the telephone. It doesn't work that way. And it can never work through your mind. So are you expecting to have something, you know, come into you and say, hey, this is my spirit, or this is your spirit, I want to talk to you now? Well, that's entities. So it doesn't work that way. So looking to have your spirit talk with you, it probably will never do that, okay? Having it work through you when you're in the present moment, when it can connect to you, then you're going to be creative, and it's here to be creative through you. There's no communication of language when you're being creative. and it's not using your mind energy. So back to you.
So if you find yourself in the flow of creativity and just moving forward, and I guess feeling good and balanced without feeling too excited or happy, that's your spirit in you, as opposed to if you hear words, because I know people, you know, think they got a message and that kind of thing. So if you're hearing or seeing full sentences, that is not your spirit.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then likewise, your spirit will not do anything like automatic writing. And
because
if you do
that's
hear
mind
something,
energy.
Yeah, if you do, yeah, that's mind energy, because you're writing down words. What do aliens use? They use keywords and words. So if you're trying to find or sampling, you know, the voice that you think is going to be your spirit, then you're just playing with mind energy, and the aliens will have a good time with that, trying to perfect the voice of you, which is the power of sound, as your spirit. And they're going to have a heyday with that one. So if you are hearing any voices at all, I can almost guarantee 100% that it is not your spirit communicating with you. Back to you.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go on to the next question here, Ron. What would be a proper food choice for our physical body if we want to take care of it? Some people claim they can live on only air. Are they alien-controlled? Can our body sustain itself on pure light if we have our spirit in our body 100%?
Possibly. That's about all I can say on that is possibly, yes. You know, but, you know, if you try to not eat, well, what's going to happen to you, you know, in a few months, you know? Eventually, people who don't eat, you know, eventually die because they don't eat. So if that was true that your spirit was with you, maybe it left you because your body's in pain and it can't sustain life with you because it's out of your body. So I won't say anything with diet. Whatever you want to eat, you know, just decide what your body needs, and that's it, you know. So I wouldn't look for trying to think that you're more holy or more spiritual or whatever because you're not eating. This doesn't mean anything, you know. Anything that you're eating was alive, and so whatever you eat, you have killed. Whether it's an animal, which may be a higher consciousness than we think a plant is, but we don't know what plants know. Okay, so even people who are, say, vegetarians, you know, you're killing something as you pull it up from the ground and you start eating it. You know, you're eating something that's live. Is it screaming when you're chewing the grass? You know, you go out and you want to get, you know, some healthy or even lettuce. You go out and it's still alive and you're chewing it. Is that torture to that lettuce or the grass that you have, the wheatgrass or whatever? You know, because you don't think it's conscious doesn't mean that it's not hurting it. So it could be screaming. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. So someone wrote in about the touching. If someone wants to touch you, isn't that an affection problem from deprivation?
I don't know if it would be that or not. You know, I feel like I'm trying to be pinned with a yes or no answer. You know, I don't know what that would be with that person. And they may like you. Maybe they feel like they have some kind of karma with you from a past life of killing you, and they want to touch you. They don't like you at all, but they want to touch you. Normally, they're stealing energy from you. So when they touch you, they are stealing your energy and courting you. That's the fact. As far as why and how, you know, it doesn't make any difference. You know, you want to protect yourself so you're not having somebody be a psychic vampire on you or an energetic vampire to steal your energy.
Right, right. And the thing is, whatever the reason people are touching you, we don't want to care about that, do we? We just don't want to be touched. I mean, that first woman that wrote in actually said, she yelled at the person, said, don't talk to me, or don't touch me, rather.
And the shrink wrap on it. And don't get paranoid that people are touching you, because the dark side will make you get touched more and more and more. I mean, the whole thing is to find peace. Where's your peace?
Right.
So if you're worried about being touched, now you're out of peace. Now you're on touching timelines. Is that what you are choosing to want to experience? Well, it must be, because you're thinking about it. So just find the peace. Get out of the judgment. Find out what energetic body is causing you to be upset about that. Are you in fear of being touching? Well, then you better do a whole lifetime fear clearing and get the unlimited version so you can do it daily. Remember, the unlimited clearings only are used once. Once you do that clearing, it's completed. And the next day, if you need to do more, then you need the unlimited so you can carry on with your life so that you can deal if you have any other fear issues. If nothing may even come up for quite a while because you cleared most of the residue. You know, so, you know, are you still on timelines out there? You know, I don't know. But the bottom line is you can do the shrink wrap. That's one of the things that we suggest for you to do. Do the mind a heart drop and stay in peace. So when you ask questions, your answer is, how do I stay in peace? You know, you should be asking yourself these questions before they get presented on the radio programs, because the whole thing is we teach you how to become in peace. So figure out why you're not in peace and what clearing do you need to have to put you back into peace so you can help yourself. If we stop doing these programs, we'll just say this is the last show that we ever had here, okay? What did you learn on all of these shows that I've done since I think we started maybe in 2006, I believe, okay? You can check out the BBS archives, those other programs. Everything is talking about you getting into peace. And to do clearings to get rid of your stuff, to get you out of the timelines and everything else that the aliens put you into. But everything deals with getting back into the present moment to be in peace. So what have you learned so far? So back to you, Ann.
Well, Ron, you've told us Jesus had only one message, and that was go within. So you have a one-word message. You've shortened it. Peace.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the same message. So on that subject of Jesus, someone wrote in, Jesus told people to take bread and wine in church to remember him by. Ron said that churches carry alien energy. Is it unsafe to go to church?
Well, you don't know if that's factual or not about the bread and wine and if they even had a Last Supper. So, you know, you have to look at it and pull out of it what the hidden meaning is of the situation. You know, if you look at it realistically, nobody ever wants to be courted and connected to. So as far as remembrance, that sounds like a trap to get into the fake Jesus energy. As far as anything else, pictures and crosses, just think if you have a Christian cross, and a lot of those, like, you know, they're probably either silver or gold that people buy normally, or, you know, they're plated that way. What does that cross mean? Well, when you see crosses, normally it means death, you know, and suffering and torture. You know, people, Romans put people up on crosses. So why would you even wear a cross around your neck, okay? What's that energy doing to you, and how are you connected through organizations that recognize that cross? And what's happening to you? What kind of timelines are you being put on? How are you harming yourself with that? Why don't you get something to put around your neck that says peace, instead of something that everybody looks at and probably cringes? I'm sure that if you were living in the Roman days and you saw these crosses on the side of the road with dead bodies on them, you would see a cross and probably get horrified. Well, now people look at the cross and what do they think of? Well, you know, they're not thinking of what actually happened to somebody on the cross, you know, thousands of people. they may just associate it with one person. But that cross has its own energy on it. So you're actually doing a spell and a curse on you just by having it, because you're tying into an energy that's been communicated throughout time with all these people of what they think that cross means. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. Somebody's writing in that they are having problems, I guess, listening to the show, though they somehow got on the fast chat to send us a message. And I gather what they're saying is they'd like to have a private session with Ron. So the way to reach Ron is to send him an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com. If you have a question to be read on the radio show, you send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. That email and the BBS Fast Chat comes to us co-hosts, not Ron. So, you know, anything personal or something you need Ron for, you need to write to creationlightship@yahoo.com. Okay, Ron, someone is asking if you could comment on Kundalini energy. Years ago, I learned about this, and I now realize that that concept may need to be timeline crashed.
Yeah, I'd say timeline crash it, yeah. You know, I really can't comment on it, just that that energy typically goes through your chakras, and since the aliens gave you chakras to control you and meridians to control you, then at that point I would think that that would probably be a way that they're connecting to you, trying to raise your Kundalini up and everything else. So, and you don't know what's attached to that stuff. So I would, you know, just look at it and say, well, that's just what it's there for. You know, would you even know about it? You know, anything that has words involved with it is going to be an alien connection somehow. So just look at the chakra system, knowing that the aliens created your chakra system. And, you know, with Kundalini, they talk about the energy rising up through your chakras. So right away, you're on an alien racetrack there of getting energy. And who's controlling the energy?
Right.
So anything
right.
that has words or that you're taught, that doesn't put you in peace and you have to question it. Now you're on timelines of trying to figure something out. So you're going further down the rat hole. Takes you out of your peace.
Okay. So last week, I guess, wow, so it was a week ago Saturday, we had the wonderful organ rejuvenation call. And there's one listener who's actually still experiencing, you know, kind of feeling very up and down physically since that healing, Ron. And so if you could just comment about that, that, you know, you might, I mean, that you might still be being affected from a very powerful healing like that. Am I right?
Well, the healings normally don't work that way or make you feel bad. If you are having a situation, then it's because you have a lot of blocked energy. That's all. You know, that's the bottom line, and your body's going through its own process to try to release, find out what you can do to help the body. What is the issue there? What do you have to do to, you know, release energies further? You know, that's why we do back-to-back Sundays, to help people out that way. So if you are feeling like a healing crisis, then you know that, well, you really have problems, because the problem that you're dealing with must go deeper than what we, you know, cleared out of you. So you just need to do some more work. That's the whole process. It's, like I said, it's what energetic body is corrupting you. And, you know, the energetic bodies typically are causing it, you know, unless it's something else that's external, you know, to the earth plane here. But normally it's just stuff that you have in you. So we're releasing stuff out of you and putting peace in its place. So back to you.
Right. And would it be helpful at this point for that person to command their body to accept all the healing energy? I mean, is that possible that, you know, somehow their body was rejecting some of your healing?
That could be possible, but remember, the healing's working the now.
Okay.
So you're not going to be able to go back and do a clearing of what we did, say, at, 3 hours, 30 minutes, because everything works in the now, and it was done. Back to you.
Okay, and someone wrote in a question about the magnetic and twisted body healing, and I thought that might be something that might help that person, too. And the first person that wrote in about it had a question, which is, can it be unlimited? And I just looked it up now, and yes, the magnetic and twisted body costs $150, and if you want it to be unlimited, you can go back in there on the PayPal page and pay $50 additional, and then you can have that forever. And it's also part of the body rejuvenation bundle. It's called the Body Jumpstart. And if you've purchased the Body Jumpstart, you can purchase that and any of the healings in there to make them whole life for yourself for only $50, which is very generous of Ron to do for us. So thank you, Ron. And the person who, feels like she's having some difficulty since the healing call is also very grateful, Ron, and really appreciates all of your wonderful healings and everything. Like, she wanted to make sure she didn't think you were complaining. Okay, so another person is writing in that for many years, they've been back and forth wanting a relationship, not wanting one, dating, not dating, having things go well and things not going well. And now she realizes that staying single or not single is consuming her energy. And how can she come to peace about that situation? It sounds like she just wants to let it go.
Well, I'll probably be doing 4-in-1 clearings after the expos that I go to. I basically, stopped doing those. I've been too busy. So maybe in June I'll start doing them through the summer for people. So that will help you. But sounds like you're worried about relationships. So what is the relationship with yourself? So that's what it sounds like to me. You'd probably want to get into peace with yourself, where it won't matter if you're in a relationship or not. So the dualities of the 4-in-1 will help a lot to take away loneliness and basically loneliness. It's a wonderful clearing for that. So if you're interested in that, in June, start sending me some emails that you want to have it. You must have the basic clearings that we have, mental, emotional, the planet star one is very, very important, and you probably also want to do the curses, sex, and spells from your past, get that stuff off of you, and then I do a sensory clearing, and then from there we can do your 4-in-1, so you need those minimum clearings in order to do that. And it's like our show's coming to a close.
Wow, this time went so quickly. Okay, well, Ron, as always, thank you very much for doing these shows for us and for all you do for us. Do you have time for just one more testimonial, Ron?
Yeah, that's fine, sure. Uh-huh.
Okay, from the Body Restoration. I would like to thank you for the Body Restoration call. They all were so very beneficial to me, but the brain clearing was the most powerful. When you did that clearing, both legs were jerking around. I feel totally different, like stuff was released from my brain. Thank you.
Great.
Okay, I guess we'll say goodbye. The next show is Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio Station 1. Hope you'll all join us. Again, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. Please keep sending your questions and comments to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll let you do the Mind to Heart Drop now, Ron. And thanks, everyone. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, so here we go. Mind to Heart Drop. Man in your spirit out loud. You take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart to become peaceful. Getting out of the alien programs, that's what you're doing with mind energies, your thoughts, as they transmit stuff to you. So here we go, dropping down after commanding your spirit. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone.